كان هناك من الأهداف ومن سيناريوهات الإثارة والتشويق الكثير في هذا اللقاء. في خطأ وفي فاول.
It was during the 84th minute of Saturday's World Cup match between Ghana and the Czech Republic when Arab fans' cheers fell silent. After Ghana scored its second goal against its opponent, the team's defender, John Payne Seale, celebrated in a way no one expected. He pulled an Israeli flag from his sock and waved it for cameras. The move immediately struck a chord with Arab spectators. After calling the goal, legendary Egyptian sports announcer and former footballer Mimi El-Sherbini paused momentarily, then said on the air, quote, "What are you doing, man?" Egyptian soccer fans like Ibrahim El-Hudaybi were outraged.
It wouldn't bother me the same if it was a French flag that was raised, simply because France does not occupy an Arab country, it does not kill civilians every day, it does not kill and damage houses every day, so this is a different situation.
Many Egyptian soccer fans were backing Ghana's team prior to this incident, as it is the only team from Africa expected to advance in the World Cup. Ghana is scheduled to play the United States on Thursday, but fans like El-Hudaybi believe they would still rather support Ghana over the United States, given the existing political sentiments against the United States. Egypt is one of only two countries in the Arab world which has made peace with Israel since the nation was established a half century ago. Nonetheless, the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinians means most Arabs regard Israel as an enemy. Regardless of the politics, some analysts, like Egyptian sports columnist Hassan El-Mastakawi, argue that the move by Payne Seale violated the basic principles of international sportsmanship. El-Mastakawi says, "We are angered because soccer promotes ideologies of peace and understanding between human beings, and it has no correlation with politics." Payne Seale normally plays for Israel's Hapoel club. Israeli newspapers argue that the gesture served as a demonstration of the alliance between Israel and the less than 100 Ghanaian nationals who call the Jewish state home. The Ghana Football Association has apologized for Payne Seale's actions, blaming what it called the naivete of the player. Association spokesman Randy Abbey added that what the player did does not represent the political views of the team, the Ghana Football Association, or indeed the Ghana government. Beyond the sensitivities that exist between Israel and its Arab neighbors, the official policy of FIFA, the International Football Association, prohibits discriminatory acts, be it against race, religion, or politics. Payne Seale has not been reprimanded, and he defends his actions, saying he just wanted to thank Israeli soccer fans for their support. This is Vivian Salama for VOA News, Cairo.